parte del Fiat Santa Cecilia. So the oblate is a great joy to hear again after maybe 1 year, I think. Have been a long time, but I have good news I want to share. I will speak in English because I will speak to all our oblates in many countries about what is happening and what we have been doing last month. I will tell you some many blessings I want to share with you. First, I want to tell you that the Franciscan convent in Guatemala, these sisters are doing very well. They are persevering and strong in the stance against modernism, against compromising anything. They are very faithful to the rule and they follow a strict schedule. They have a great apostolate. For example, they are active life, Franciscan monks. So they have apostolates like, we have been printing, they have 300 books from before Vatican II. The best books you could find in Spanish are available on the convent for sale. Yes. So we have been rescuing and printing those books, keeping them available for all the people in Spanish countries. Another great apostolate is retreats. We set the retreats already with the sisters. Preaching, we expect to have twice a year and for men and for women, retreats over there. Have been successful, 14 women and 7 men in different retreats. Also, we have with the Franciscan monk, we have the grace to have a reliquary, the biggest reliquary in Guatemala. Has 300 relics of the main most important saints, included 25 popes, many of them are martyrs, included the founders of religious orders, almost all the founders are there. Benedictines, many, yes, Franciscans. So it's a great privilege to have those reliquaries. So just for the sake of the Franciscans, they're persevering. And you have another apostolate, which is the Carmelites in Colombia. These Carmelites, these Carmelites, they are already strong in the position in this resistance and in the tradition. We have already figured out all the traditions, and they are Carmelites with 25 years experience. As well as the Franciscans, they have 25 years experience, nuns, with perpetual vows. So we have started already in Colombia in December to build up the monastery. So the planning, the drawings are ready to build up a convent with 40 cells, the refectory, chapel, and infirmary, and cloister, it's in enclosure area, precisely for the Carmelite life. It's a big project. We are ready, full start. It's a great joy for many people in tradition to have Carmel. They will be praying for us. We have invited people to help with prayers, especially, but also they can help with a brick. One brick, so that everybody will be have part as a benefactor, no? spiritual and materially, maybe benefactors. Doesn't matter the quantity, really, it's to be part of the project. It is what God wants to see. And that we are engaged in the project. Doesn't matter really how much we can help, but what matters is that the spiritually we are linked to it, because many prayers and many blessings will come to us from this convent, no? Especially in this moment, the convent that we are building. There are already a few vocations waiting to enter. It's going well. The Mother Superior was the Carmelites, she was the Mother Superior in Novus Ordo Convent in Peru. So I know her for 10 years already. And many visits year after year. Finally, she made the step. She has the character, she has the spirit, she has the commitment, the spirit, the tradition already, as we said, the fervent, our position and resistance. So everything's going well with them also, with the Carmelites. Pray for them. We have another project. It's the most recent project. We have not spoken about that because it's very fresh, and we wanted to establish it before speaking about this project. But for January the 1st, we started the new foundation for religious monastery and convent for men in the order of the minims of St. Francis of Paul. They are called minims, a religious order after the spirit of St. Francis of Assisi. I will speak maybe in the next days more about St. Francis of Paul. No, the great saints of the Catholic Church. His religious order was approved by Pope Julius II, and he's a hermit with the Franciscan spirit, which have four vows. One of the vows is a perpetual Lent observance. They are very austere. They have tremendous poverty. They are mendicants, but contemplative at the same time. It's a mixed life, basically. It's a great grace. And why you said, well, who is the one who will be taking care of this new monastery? And it's precisely the news that we wanted to share with you is a priest, monk, well, friar priest from the traditional monastery in France, from Morgon. He made the step. He left the SSPX environment and he left his monastery in Morgon just in November last year. He decided to come to us in Guatemala to make the foundation, to help us we helped him to make the foundation of this branch of the religious order. Extremely austere, hermitage, and penitentiary. And we started already, so we have the house, and we want to buy a house for them. It's just outside the Franciscan nuns. So they will be, this order will be taking care. Your servant will be helping them, yes, the most we can. And the servants and the establishment, and also all of us, we will be helping them. You know? In those senses, all senses, in the religious and social and economical and logistics, everything. It's a great news. So we didn't have a religious male monastery or convent of men in Spanish countries. No, we didn't have. We only had the Benedictines, and now we have these minims. They are called minims of the Immaculata. It's a religious order after the spirit of St. Francis, but in a hermitage, penitential austerity of after the. The Lent observance the whole year. It's very, very strict. So I had the joy to announce to you and to all our oblates, and it started already. So we had yesterday a meeting with the benefactors, people who want to cooperate, and we had about five vocations ready to join. Because for these countries, Spanish countries like Mexico, Guatemala, Central America, South America, the most important religious order who entered to evangelize was the Franciscans. That spirit is full of this spirit in these countries. So we expect a blowing of our vocations, along with the sisters and the retreats, and the spirit of austerity, appealing. We had just had a boy who saw this new foundation, and he wants to join. And the mother said, but they sleep on the ground, doesn't matter. But they don't eat meat, they have fasting two times a week. It's a perpetual abstinence, doesn't matter. But you have to be begging your food, doesn't matter. You will be in sandals the whole day, the whole time, even the cold weather sandals, doesn't matter. I want to join. These kind of vocations and reactions. Especially, you know, what expects from us, you know, it's generosity. Because the youth needs this higher the ideas, higher ideas to make the step, to give a cut in their lives. So, people were telling me that how serious are these foundations, you know. We are speaking about religions who have perpetual vows. The Franciscans have perpetual vows, 25 years experience. The Carmelites are perpetual vows, have perpetual vows. And this Cappuccino Morlon, who is going to make the foundation along with your servant, perpetual vows. So more stable than that you cannot have. So people ask me, well, why the convents that you try to open before didn't work? And the explanation is that the comment that we tried, the Benedictines, were an experiment. So we told the postulants, this is an experiment. You don't have the experience, you don't have vows, so necessary is an experiment. So didn't go through, yes, but this is really the way we try to find comments. But the stable. The stability of a convent depends upon the mother superiors. So how strong, how much experience, and the perpetual vows of them is what makes a real convent. No? So this is why it's for that side of the problem, people say, well, you promised to open convents and didn't go through it yet. We didn't promise, we just try to open. Didn't go through, well, it's part of the will of God that we try, sometimes it doesn't happen. No? But now it's serious because it's founded upon vows, upon commitments, perpetual commitments of these religious, of these three projects. And also people say, well, Father, but you have recommended convents from outside the tradition to try vocation. It's not true. It's false. You said, I never recalled having recommended a convent from outside tradition, resistant traditions. Never. I don't know where is this coming from. You know? And another complaint was that your servant gave permission to the Benedictines to receive the habit before the end of the postulancy. And this is an exception. But we don't take decisions. You have to know the priest. We don't rule convents. We are just advisors, helpers. We are the auxiliary helpers of convents. We don't take decisions. So, but people, when the nuns consult to us about things, we see canon law. For example, apostolancy can be escaped for a good reason. No? So can. What cannot be escaped at all is a novitiate and the vows. No? The process has to be followed. So, if you seven allow, well, get the permission to give the exception, this happens. That happens. No? The postulancy sometimes is shortened or longer. No? Depends upon the cases. Just to tell you, because sometimes we hear things about that. No? But we are happy to announce you these projects because. St. Teresa of the Child Jesus is the one who said that the religious are the heart of the church, because as the heart pumps blood through the whole body, so as to keep alive the body, so also religious convents are like the heart pumping graces to the mystical body of Christ to keep it alive. This was extremely important. So Eusebian has this conviction that because the nuns, the sisters, are the vocation of Our Lady, the Blessed Virgin Mary on earth, they are extremely blessed and powerful, and many graces will come. As a fact, all these windows being opened of this Capuchin coming to us, this new foundation of the meanings of St. Francis de Paul, has come completely unexpected from these prayers, these two convents praying for us. And many other graces, like the retreats, people interested, vocations coming, flowing, and asking to become religious. So it's something I didn't expect, but God is so good with us. So yeah, I wanted to share these graces, this news. So we pray and have thanksgiving to St. Francis de Assisi, to St. Francis de Paul, to St. Benedict, and to St. Elias, which is the patron also of the Carmelites, no? And St. Teresa of the Child Jesus, to thanksgiving and strength for these nuns to persevere in their vocation, and for us to be a part of the religious life, and somehow, I live with our prayers and our support, in order to receive those graces also, no? As a family, family of God, the communion of saints. So we are very happy about this news, and we want to share with you.